Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Good morning, and welcome to football camp. My name is Michael Dubinsky. Everybody around here calls me Dauber. You will call me Coach. As 8 to 12-year-olds, I can guarantee that the next 2 weeks will be the toughest of your life. Also the most rewarding. I remember when I was 8 to 12. I lived and I breathed football. I ate footballs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I would have killed for an opportunity like this. Because when you leave here, you're going to be real football players. You will have the sweet taste of sod in your mouth. You will have the thunder of colliding helmets ringing in your ears. You will have what it takes to show the world that you are invincible. Any questions?
Are you a giant?
It's Friday. I feel like I've been on a treadmill all week. All I want to do is just go home, kick back, relax, and enjoy my weekend.
I don't know how you can turn it off and on so easily. I get so wound up, I just can't seem to stop.
Hey, Coach, it's okay if I use the team room?
Sure, Coach. It's all yours.
How's the football camp coming?
Oh, great. It's a fine crop of young men.
Men.
Hey, Luther. I take this program very seriously. How can we possibly expect these kids to become real players unless we treat them like real players?
You know, he's right, Lou. What you got in the bag, Dob?
Milk and cookies. We had a great practice.
What kind of cookies?
Coach Fox, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, well, my weekend started about a minute ago, Mrs. Torkelson, but first thing Monday morning, it's you and me. Talk, 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 talk.
I won't be here Monday morning.
What?
I've got a plane to catch.
What do you mean you got a plane to catch? Where are you going?
New Jersey.
What?
I know this seems sudden, but it was the only way I could get up the nerve to tell you.
Tell me what?
I'm taking a vacation.
A vacation? Come on, you just had a vacation last month.
I took the afternoon off to have a corn removed.
Hey, what you do on your vacation is your business.
Coach Fox, in the 8 years I've been your secretary, I've never had a vacation.
Mrs. Thorkelson, come on, you know I need you.
Coach Fox, there are Thorkelsons up and down the eastern seaboard who think I've passed on. Now, what I'm asking is absolutely just and reasonable. I'm going to Parsippany, New Jersey, and nothing you say can stop me.
Stop!
What is it?
How about if I give you a raise?
Oh, this isn't about money.
How about a parking space? I mean, wouldn't you like to park right next to the building so you didn't have to walk 16 blocks every morning?
I'm going to New Jersey, Coach Fox, and that's final.
Oh, man. Well, I should have known this day would come sooner or later. Ugh. When will you be back?
September.
September?
Dad?
What do you mean, September?
Is it okay if I use the copy machine?
2 weeks a year for 8 years. That's 16 weeks.
Are you nuts?
Is something wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong. Something's really wrong when you treat your secretary with generosity and kindness for the past 8 years, and she just turns around and stabs you in the back.
What happened?
I'm taking a vacation.
She's going out to see a bunch of Swedes in New Jersey and leaving me high and dry for the summer.
Oh, I'm not leaving you high and dry. I've arranged for Mrs. Wilkie to look after things while I'm gone. She's probably the best secretary in the whole university.
I have to meet somebody new? Well, you know I hate that.
Well, I'll take the job.
What?
Problem solved.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, Dad, I'd love to be your secretary. But you know I've been looking for a summer job.
I'll cancel Mrs. Wilkie.
Would you wait?
Dad, let her go. What's the problem? This will be great.
Well, as they say in the song, I'll see you in September.
Oh, this is lousy.
Well, don't you want me to be your secretary?
It's not that I don't want you, Kelly. I mean, we got, you know, a lot of scheduling to do for the fall. We got equipment to order. We got tons of letters going out. I mean, there's the phone.
You don't think I can handle it?
There's that.
Look, I'm not saying I'm as good as Mrs. Thorkelson, but I can type, I can file, I'm hardworking and punctual. Plus, you're always telling me we should spend more time together. This way, we'll be together every day.
Anyway, sweetheart, are you sure you can handle this much responsibility? I mean, I depend on my secretary an awful lot.
Well, then depend on me. Now, I promise you I will be 100% professional. Please, 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 please.
Yeah, well,
oh, great! Thanks, Dad. I promise you I am going to be the best secretary you ever had.
Well, the best secretary I ever had is Mrs. Pascal at Chattanooga. She hated to travel.
Dad, there is one sticky little thing. Since I'm going to be working for you for 16 straight weeks, do you think you could call Mom and tell her I won't be coming home for the summer?
No, I think I'll have my secretary make that call.
Did I tell you?
Oh, you were right.
What did I say? What did I say?
You were right.
Was I right?
Luther, what the hell difference does it make?
All I'm saying, if you advertise an all-you-can-eat breakfast, then legally, they have to let you eat all you can. They don't do that. They cut you off at 12 pancakes every time.
Well, that's more than most people can eat.
Not me. I pay $2.95. I'll be able to eat till I die.
Luther, you really want your last words to be, I'll have another pancake?
Good morning, boss.
Hey, sweetheart.
Luther?
Hey, donuts.
Well, I wanted to make a good impression on my first day.
Oh, those are good. How many can I have?
As many as you want.
You say that, but you don't mean it.
You want to try one? They're homemade.
You made these?
Of course not. Stuart did. They're organic wheat berry. There you go. And now, I am at your disposal. Give me a project. I am ready to go.
Kelly, this is my letter to the 27 incoming freshman players. Now, even though each guy gets exactly the same letter, I want you to type them up individually because I think, you know, form letters are kind of impersonal. Can you do that?
No problem.
Kelly? Oh, great, I found you. I have got the most exciting news. Oh, hello, sir. I hope they're not too dry. Kelly, you're not going to believe this.
What happened?
You've been accepted to the Shakopee Shakespeare Festival.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, Daddy, can you believe this?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I didn't think I was going to get to do any theater at all this summer, and now I am. Well, so when does it start?
Tomorrow.
I've got a million things to do to get ready.
So what is this? Is this something you do at night?
Oh, no. This is 16 hours a day, 7 days a week for the whole summer. It's really intense.
Then how can you go?
What do you mean?
You have a job.
You're kidding. You're gonna hold me to this?
Hold you to this? Honey, you begged me for this.
Oh, but that was before I knew I got Shakopee. This is an incredible opportunity, Dad. For the first time in my life, I'll be working in a professional theater.
How much do they pay?
Well, I don't get paid anything. I'm an apprentice.
Come on. You can't be serious about this. I mean, if this was really an opportunity, I could understand it, but this is playtime, Kelly.
If you think spending the summer in a barn in Shakopee with 20 other college kids painting scenery and making costumes is playtime, then I feel sorry for you.
I'm not trying to be the bad guy here, but you asked me for a job and I gave it to you. Now, that's called commitment. That's why there's so many letters in the word, because it's a big deal, Kelly.
Unfair. You're denying me a wonderful opportunity and ruining my life.
It's my responsibility as your father to teach you some values.
Fine. But I'm warning you, if I have to do this stupid job, I'm not going to be happy for 1 minute this entire summer.
Go ahead. That's up to you. You can mope around here, make yourself and everyone else around you miserable, or you can be a grown-up. You can accept the challenge as it is and just have a good time. Just be cheerful.
Was it right or was it right?
Right.
I mean, if the sign said 12 pancakes for $2.95, I wouldn't have a problem. But the sign said all you can eat. Did you get any more than 12 pancakes?
No.
That's what I mean. I've been going in there every morning for breakfast for the last 2 weeks, and they cheat me every time. Well, they did it to me again, Hayden.
If you mention the word pancake, Luther, I'm going to sew your mouth shut.
Dude, what's the matter with you? I'm the one that got cheated out of breakfast. What are you upset about?
Supposed to have a secretary that does this.
Where's Kelly?
She's not here. Not that it matters. She's not here when she's here. Yesterday, I asked her to type up 27 of these letters, and she moped around all day, and she got 3 of them done.
She's that upset. Maybe it'd be easier for you to just let her go do her little play.
No, I'm going to teach her what it means to stick with something. You never get this done. Dauber, how many words can you type?
All of them, Coach.
Good morning. And what a beautiful morning it is. Who feels like a muffin?
Luther! What the hell are you doing here, Stuart?
Well, sir, I hope you're not going to be upset. But Kelly quit.
What?
I'm your new secretary.
What do you mean she quit?
Well, sir, Kelly agonized over this all night. There was her love for you on one hand, and her love for the theater on the other. In the end, she decided she had to follow her bliss.
Look, Stu, I'm set to blow anyway, so don't go lighting a fuse with words like bliss.
She's gone to Shakopee.
I'll kill her.
Oh, no, wait, sir, wait.
Sir, are you touching me?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But I really don't think you should go rushing up there.
Yeah, I don't need you to move to get through the door, you know.
Uh-huh. At the risk of having an opinion, sir, I really think we could make this work. I am a very competent secretary. I can type 60 words a minute, and my coffee is always rich and fresh.
I don't care if you picked the beans yourself, Stu. I don't want you here. I want Kelly here. It was her job, and I want her to go through with it, all right?
Hi, Hayden.
Hi, Christine. What are you doing here?
Well, it's nice to see you, too. I was just in the area and thought I'd stop by and see if I could take your new secretary to lunch later.
Well, you don't have to. He'll make it for you.
What?
Kelly quit.
What?
I asked the muffin man. He'll tell you.
What happened?
Kelly got accepted to the Shakopee Shakespeare Festival.
Stu?
Yes, sir?
This is good coffee.
You're on the heath, and wind, 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 rain, rain, rain. Now, Lear is enraged, insane, battered by the storm from the skies, battered by the storm within. Right. Rumble thy bellyful, spit fire, spout rain, nor rain, wind, thunder, fire are my daughters.
Stop.
Look, this isn't singing in the rain. You're not grasping the essence of this man. King Lear. He's as big as a country. He's shouting at a storm, for God's sake. He's railing at the elements. Yes? Can I help you?
Excuse me, I didn't want to interrupt your little play.
Well, you have. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm looking for Kelly Fox.
Do we have a Kelly Fox?
Well, there's that little apprentice, Kelly Rosebrook. Oh, there she is.
I was afraid you'd do something like this.
Yeah, we need to talk.
Dad, I don't want to talk. I made a decision, and if you can't understand it, that's your problem.
Hey, you're the one with a problem, young lady.
No, I'm the one with the problem. I'm trying to run a rehearsal here.
I'm sorry. Dad, we can't talk about this now.
I want to talk about it now.
Not here.
Then pick a place.
St. Paul is nice this time of year.
I am really sorry. Dad, why don't we just go back to the prop room?
Fine, then we can talk there.
I knew you'd do something like this.
What? You skipped out on me.
Well, well, we were talking about the essence of Lear.
Ah, yes, which you failed to grasp. Now, Lear has been betrayed by his daughters. He's absolutely deranged. A man more driven, more controlling, more berserk with rage is simply impossible to imagine.
Don't you walk away from me when I'm talking to you, young lady!
You're not talking, you're screaming!
I am not screaming!
Oh, good. Kelly and her dad are back.
I am really, really sorry.
Yes, I'm sure you are. Well, it's a break, everybody.
Oh, no! You don't have to do that! He's leaving!
The hell I am!
Dad, you are humiliating me.
Well, what do you care about what they think? What about what I think? You know, I'm starting to think you're somebody I don't know.
Oh, that's really funny. Dad, all I am doing is following my dream, which is exactly what you did when you were my age.
Hey, but I never broke a commitment.
You and Mom split up. Something broke somewhere.
That is a cheap shot. Splitting up was something your mom and I decided together. Nobody ran out on anybody.
But you split up because you wanted to keep moving on to improve your career, and Mom didn't want to. All I am doing is moving on to help my career. You of all people should understand that, Dad. We are the same kind of people. So don't you go knocking me for living my life the way you always lived yours.
I'm just trying to keep you from making the same mistakes I made, Kelly.
God, that's what every parent says.
Yeah, well, because that's what every parent tries to do. Every parent been trying to do that since the beginning of time. And if one kid would just listen, we could get out of this mess.
Well, it's not gonna be me.
Look, I am not an idiot, Kelly. I know what it means to want to follow a dream. I know what it means to want to sacrifice everything to go for that dream. And I know what wet paint feels like, and I know I'm sitting in it. See? God! Oh, God, I am an idiot. Look, all I'm trying to say, and it's taken me years to learn this, achieving your dream is not nearly as important as how you choose to get that dream, honey. Because you're capable of anything you want. You got the talent. But if people don't trust you, if they don't respect you, you can still have it all, honey. But you're gonna have it all alone. That's all I wanted to tell you.
Is they shouldn't put the sign up if they don't mean it. They say all you can eat, but they don't let you eat all you can eat. Discrimination is what it is. It's like it's discrimination against big eaters.
Oh, there you are. I'm waiting around to find out what happened. Why did you change your pants?
Well, I sat in some wet paint.
What?
I can see you two are anxious to talk. I'll leave you alone. I just want to know, is Kelly coming back?
I don't think so, Lou.
Well, Kelly's out. Stuart's out. I guess that means the muffins are out.
You know, I'm really surprised at Kelly.
I don't know. I guess maybe she was just following in her father's footsteps.
What do you mean?
Well, she pointed out that her lack of commitment was inherited.
Hayden, I don't think you can blame yourself for this. You've always believed in commitment. Everybody who knows you knows that, including Kelly.
Yeah, well, maybe commitment's something you have to teach them when they're young, you know, and I wasn't around for that.
Oh, great, you're back. The men are all waiting for you.
What men?
You know, my men. Today's their first inter camp game. You said you'd give them a pep talk.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I hate to make you do it, but you did promise.
Yeah, I know. I made a promise. I'll stick to it. Jeez, why do I feel like I've had the life sucked out of me?
Thanks, Coach. Nobody can pump them up like you can.
I wish I could stay, but I can't.
You're still on for tonight?
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Hey, all I'm saying is if they put a sign up that says all you can eat.
Luther, wait, come on. You know, just kidding.
Gentlemen, as promised, I give you the head coach of the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles, Hayden Fox!
Men! Before you go out there and play your first game at our football camp, I'd like to talk to you about commitment. The key to every successful football team is commitment. Because if you're not committed, your players can't depend on you. People can't depend on you. Your teammates can't depend on you. Now, what happens if a downfield blocker doesn't protect his running back? He isn't committed. What happens? I'll tell you what happens. That runner gets blindsided, and his legs just snap off at the hip. Now, what happens if the offensive line isn't committed to protecting against the blitz? What happens to the quarterback? I'll tell you what happens. They have to pry his lifeless body out of the turf, while his head just rolls into the end zone. Now, what if...
I think you're scared.
Huh? Am I scaring you guys? Well, that's okay, because commitment can be a scary thing. It can mean a lot of pain. It can mean disappointment. But I'll tell you one thing. There is no greater honor than making a commitment and sticking to it, even though you may have to give your life for it. Now, with that in mind, I want you to go out there and have fun today. All yours, Doc.
Thanks, Coach. So you guys pumped up? Let's go get him!
Kelly.
Yeah, I don't want to go into a big thing. I was wrong. I am back. I'm sorry. Where is that letter that you wanted me to type?
Stuart's got it.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Dad, I'm not feeling real great about myself right now. I'm hoping by coming back, I'll start to feel better. But right now, I really don't want to talk about it.
Kelly.
Dad.
Kelly.
Yeah, she's back too, but she doesn't want to talk about it.
I have so much I want to tell you.
I finished all the letters, sir. I would have had them here sooner, but I hand-lettered all of the envelopes.
You're kidding.
Well, calligraphy is something of a hobby for me. I can't believe you walked away from Shakopee.
And me neither.
That was a really brave thing to do. I'm proud of you. What did they say when you told them?
Let's go.
Honey, what did they say?
Kelly, you did tell them you were leaving, didn't you?